After the service po, if you are interested to have a copy of the study note, you can get it there. At magandang umaga po muli sa inyo pong lahat. Nice to see you po again. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Babasahin ko po yung 3 verses. Sundan niyo po ako sa inyo pong mga Bible. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan po sa lahat na nasa langit, kami po Ama ay nagpupuri at nagpapasalamat sa inyong po kadakilaan at inyong katapatan ng Panginoon sa amin. Salamat Ama dahil sa umagang ito meron po kaming kalayaan na magbukas ng buong salita. We're asking po Ama na patawarin niyo kami sa aming pong mga kasalanan at ito'y hindi maging hadlang sa malayong pagpapaliwanag po ng Banal na Espiritu sa mensahe po ninyo para po sa amin. We pray na tulungan niyo kami na maunawaan ang inyong salita, ma-apply po sa aming pong mga buhay. At I pray na kung sa aming kalagitnaan ay meron pong wala pa kay Kristo, I pray na kayo ang magligtas, Panginoon, ng kanila pong mga kaluluwa. I pray po, Ama, na tulungin niyo po ako dahil sa aking sariling kakainan, wala po akong magagawa. Kahabagan niyo kami kawaan, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, we are in Hebrews chapter 11, and last week, nakita po natin yung definition, the biblical definition of faith, wherein the faith or faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Pag sinabi yung substance, this is the sure confidence or the ground or the of the things a person is hoping for from the God's Word. We see that last week. And also, faith is the tested and proven evidence, argument, or certainty, or conviction, or proof of things not seen which the Word of God appear as a fact or truth. Halimbawa po ng evidence. Right now, we are sure that we have oxygen in this room. We don't see it, but we have faith that there's an oxygen in this room. That's what Paul is mentioning in evidence of things not seen. Now, in verse number 2, sabi dito, "For by it, the elders or the forefathers obtained a good report." By their sure confidence and by their faith or by their faith, these forefathers obtained good report. Now, of course, pag tinignan niyo po ang Hebrews chapter 11, if you examine chapter 11, you will see Noah there who got drunk. You will see Abraham there who lied multiple times. You will see Sarah there who urged his husband to take Hagar. You will see Moses who committed murder. You will see David here in chapter 11 who committed adultery and murder. You will see Gideon who was weak and unbelieving. You will see Samson who committed many sin, but God doesn't recount their failure.
That's right. Amen.
And God included these people in this chapter, and they obtained a good report. Amen. By how? Simply by faith. Just think about it. These people obtained a good report. It was mentioned 2 times in verse number 2 and in verse number 39. They obtained good report. These people obtained good report. And if you examine, you can take it as an outline. In Hebrews chapter 11, Paul used 19 examples. How they obtain a good report. Una, in verse number 4, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice by faith. In verse 5 to 6, Enoch was translated. Enoch didn't die, just like Elijah, because by faith. In verse 7, by faith, Noah prepared an ark. Verse number 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed. Verse 9 to 10, by faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise. Chapter 11, verse 11, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive and deliver a child. Number 7, verse 17 to 19, by faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. Verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. Verse 21, by faith Jacob blessed both the sons of Joseph. Verse 22, by faith Joseph made mention of the departing of Israel. Verse 23, by faith Moses' parents, Jacob and Amram, hid him for 3 months. Verse 24 to 26, by faith Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 27, by faith Moses forsook Egypt. Verse 28, by faith Moses kept the Passover. Verse 29, by faith Israel passed through the Red Sea. Verse 13, by faith the wall of Jericho fell down. Verse 31, by faith Rahab perished not. And verse 32 to 38, to example, by faith saints overcame trials like Gideon, David, Samson. And in verse 35 to 38, by faith, the saints endured trials. So 19 examples. These people, these forefathers, these elders, obtained a good report before God. And chapter number 12, verse 1, Paul characterized these people as our so great a cloud of witnesses. They're looking at us right now. Now, ito pong mga tao ito, these people are people like you and me. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we are more advantaged to these people because we have the 66 book of the Bible. No, but they didn't have the 66 book of the Bible. He just obeyed God's warning to prepare an ark. He did it by faith. We have the Holy Spirit right now that is permanent for every believer. But these people, there's people like you and me, they obtain a good report. If they did that, for sure we can do it as well. Now, just imagine, if you are saved right now, this morning, if you are saved right now, you will meet these people in heaven. And kapag ka-fellowship mo sa kanya, kalimbawa kay Enoch, ano kaya ang sasabihin niya sa'yo? Enoch, walk with God. Enoch, walk with God. And he was translated because of his faith. And maka-fellowship mo si Enoch, hi Enoch. Ano kaya ang sasabihin mo sa kanya? At anong sasabihin niya sa'yo? Pag nalaman niya, oh, my life here on earth is just full of doubts.
Yeah, right.
Full of worry. I have trials, but I have worries. Just think about that. Na maka-fellowship mo yung mga tao ito, ito po ang mga tao, kung ikaw ay saved right now, ito yung mga makakasama mo sa langit. Forget the lukewarm crowd of Christianity today. Think about this man.
Yeah, that's right.
How they exercise their faith. And they are our so cloud of great witnesses. Mm. They are our example. Yep. They're just ordinary people like you and me. We can obtain good report as well in our generation.
That's right. Amen.
Simply by having sure confidence in God's word.
Yep.
Sure confidence. Faith is a big thing. Because we see Moses forsook Egypt, forsook the world, forsook the prestige of being Pharaoh's son. He forsook that by faith. Can you do that? I mean, God is telling you to remove that worldly thing from your life. Can you do it by faith?
That's good.
Moses did it. And in verse 35 to 38, the saints mentioned here, they endured severe trials by faith. How about you and me right now? Pandemic is a test of your faith. And it's something that this cloud of witnesses will know. And you're in heaven. No. Pandemic, wala pa sa church? No, Moses forsook Egypt. How is your faith right now? I mean, that's my question this morning, sir. These are the people na maminit natin sa langit one day. Ano kayong sasabihin niya sa'yo? Kaya nga, sabi ni Pablo, kailangan natin magkaroon ng pananampalataya. Now, in verse number 3, now, yung forefathers po dito, and chapter 11, verse 3, we can see it na ginamit ni Pablo itong example to further explain the definition of faith. So, makikita natin po later on in the succeeding messages, yung faith is the substance and faith is the evidence through these examples. That's verse number 1, the key passage of this chapter. But we can see, examine their faith of these individual characters. Now, in chapter 11, verse 3, through faith, sabi ni Paul, through faith we, believers, we understand that the words ion in Greek were framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen, we are not made of things, do appear. So if to further explain the definition of faith, Paul used the account of Genesis 1 that we understand creation, we understand creation through faith.
Right.
Now, if a person has a problem believing Genesis 1,
yeah,
he will have a problem believing everything in the Bible.
Exactly.
That's a test.
Yeah.
Katulad po ng teacher ko, I remember, second year high school, teacher ko sa history. Katoliko siya, panatiko siyang Katoliko, I think devoted Catholic. And ang problem is, she doesn't believe sa Genesis 1. Because against siya sa tinuturo ng curriculum namin. So, kahit religyoso siya, she is religious, but if you have a problem believing Genesis 1, which is the foundation, you won't believe everything in the Bible.
That's right.
So, do you believe that God created the words, the ion, in 6 literal days? And you see here na we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if you don't understand about the account of Genesis 1, maybe you don't have faith. Kasi ang mundo po natin ginagalawan, a lot of people are having a hard time to understand that God created everything in 6 literal days. As an example po, they say na God created the world in 6 days. This is impossible. It took billions of years for the earth to form. The people says, God created vegetation before He made the sun. God created the vegetation, yung mga halaman, bago niya likhain yung araw. Vegetation can even grow without sun. Flying animals came before the land animals, which is just wrong due to the fossil and DNA knowledge we have. Ang sabi pa ng mga tao, it is impossible for there to be light on the first day when God didn't create the sun till 4th day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe God created everything through Big Bang. And these are the reasons of the people of this world. The reason is, they can't understand this. For one reason, they don't have faith. Paul said, by faith, we understand. Do you understand Genesis 1? I do. I have a sure confidence that God created everything.
Yeah.
In 6 literal days. I don't have any doubt on it. I hope na meron po, ganun din po sa inyo. And in fact, sino sa inyo ang alam yung recent project of NASA, yung James Webb Telescope? Recently, they discovered 6 galaxies that contradicts the theory of Big Bang. And they have a problem rewriting their textbooks. Oh no, we need to rewrite our textbooks. Because our telescope discovered that it's not 13.8 years. Let them have that problem. But our problem is, we need to have faith.
That's right.
Now, the words na tinutukoy po dito, the words, through faith, we understand the words that is ion. in plural, in Greek rather, ion. It refers to the physical universe na nakikita po natin right now. And it also refers to the time universe. Kasi yung ion po dito, it is also translated in many passages as ages. Meaning there is a past ages, present ages, and ages to come. That's the words there. Hindi lamang ito yung mundo. Yung lahat ng kalawakan ng universe, hindi lamang po yung words na tinutukoy po dito. And we're going to further detail discuss that later on. Now, the words were framed, katartizo. It means the word is prepared, built, designed, or arranged in perfect order or great exactness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the words were framed by the word of God. Yung word framed sa word na yun, it means there's a great exactness sa creation ng Panginoon. Now, kung makikita natin po, now, by the way, kung kayo pa'y fan ng science, alam niyo po ba na ang law of gravity that we have that applies sa buong kalawakan, if kahit 0.00001 ang ma-adjust lamang sa setting ng gravity, it is impossible to have life. Kahit mabago lang, di ba, merong halimbawa sa setting ng mga appliances, pwede mong ibuin yung setting halimbawa ng mixer, sound mixer mo, audio mixer mo. If yung gravity, right now, sabi ng mga scientists, kung mabago lamang ng konti ang setting ng law of gravity, we cannot have life. The universe will collapse. At alam niyo po ba na yung nuclear force that bound an atom is perfectly accurate, kasi kung hindi siya accurate, hydrogen atom lang ang buong kalawakan, according to science. At pag in-examine nyo ang human body, let's go to the human body, what a great exactness ang human body. Kami po, mayroong bagong baby, 3 week old, nakakamangha po pag inisip nyo na yung mother ay nagkakaroon lamang ng gatas after may panganak, and yung milk is the provision para sa kanyang anak. Great exactness. At yung mga antigen ng nanay ay naipapasa sa anak because yung immune system ng bata ay mahina pa. It's a great exactness. Paano yung katawan natin kapag ka nasusugatan ay merong white blood cell, I'm not wrong, na nagpipigil ng bleeding? Paano yung immune system natin nagre-respond sa mga bacterial infection? What a great exactness. Ang sabi po ng science, ang lahat, ang katawa, ang life ay nanggaling sa Big Bang. It's an accident daw ang buhay. Just think about this. Merong isang kahon dito na merong Scrabble sa loob ng box. Imagine niyo. Ilang alog kaya ang magagawa ninyo in order na makabuo ng isang sentence? And that's how the evolutionists explain life. It's by an accident. Kumuha ka ng box na merong Scrabble pieces. Ha? Try mong magkalog ng magkalog. Can you form a sentence through that accident? You cannot. And that's the DNA ng tao. Impossible na ma-create ang DNA wherein na doon lahat ang function ng tao, and they say na by accident, no, it's not. We have a great, there's a great exactness sa creation ng Panginoon. Just look about, look at the creation. You will see. And that's what Paul said. We can understand that the words were framed through faith. And by the word of God. Sabi doon, were framed by the word of God. In Greek, rhema. Hindi siya logos. Ang kasi ibig sabihin dito ng word is by God's command. And if you check Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 14, verse 20, verse 24, and verse 26 of Genesis 1, God said, that's rema. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Yun yung tinutukoy po dito ni Pablo na the words were framed by the Word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Meaning, it means that the words, ang mundo natin ginagalawan, they were created out of nothing. Paano nilikha ng Diyos ang lahat sa pamamagitan ng wala? We understand that. You cannot comprehend that by your reasoning, but we believers, we understand that God can create out of nothing. The answer is faith. Now, another part po na nireate ng Panginoon, the words here, is not only the physical word, as I mentioned a while ago, it also the aeon, or the ages. Ang ages po na tinutukoy po dito, in Colossians 1:26, there is a past ages. Tingnan niyo po quickly. In Colossians 1:26, this is the same Greek word, aeon. Colossians 1:26, may I request po na basahin po natin together. Colossians 1:26, ready? Read.
Even the mystery which had been hidden from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints.
That's ages, is aeon. That's the past ages. And you will see also in Ephesians chapter 1:21, the present ages and the future aeon. Now, God not only created the physical earth, but also the ages. Listen to this, the ages in which God is working out His eternal purpose. The ages, the whole history. God framed that by His Word so that He can work out His eternal purpose. Now go in Ephesians chapter 3, and I want to focus on this because that's also something that God framed by His Word. God created. Now in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. Now, pakinggan niyo po ito. Meron pong panahon, history, or panahon, or time, or ages, na nilikha, ang Diyos upang gawin niya ang kanyang layunin. And yun po ay bahagi na nilikha po ng Diyos. Hindi lang yung mga bituin, hindi lamang yung mundo natin, hindi lamang yung mga dagat, hindi lamang yung mga isda. Kasama po ang ages or panahon sa nilikha po ng Diyos. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, tingnan niyo po, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world, the beginning of the ages or aeon, had been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now, verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus. Now, ito pong eternal purpose po nito, if you study the book of Ephesians, this is a mystery. Meaning, it was hidden in the Old Testament. Tingnan niyo po in Ephesians 3, verse 3. Ephesians 3:3, yung eternal purpose po yung eternal purpose na layunin po ng Diyos na kanyang binu-work out through the ages, ito po ay mystery. Meaning, it was hidden from the Old Testament. In Ephesians 3:3, how that by revelation, Paul is saying, He made known unto me the mystery. What's that mystery? The eternal purpose. As I wrote afore in few words, now jump in verse number 5. Which in other aeon or ages was not made unto the Son of Man. Hindi ipinahayag ng Diyos yung eternal purpose niya kina David, kina Abraham, sa mga Old Testament. It was hidden. It is the first time that is revealed to me, Paul is saying here. The eternal purpose, sabi doon, as it now revealed unto His holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. Now, ano yun? That the Gentiles should be fellow heir and of the same body, and partaker of His promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, what's the eternal purpose? Now, gusto kong pansinin ninyo that God created time, past ages, present ages, and future ages in order to work out His eternal purpose.
Right.
Anong layo nila yun? Anong eternal purpose nito? You will see that in Ephesians 1, verse 9 to 10. Nakita natin, ito hindi ipinahayag ng Diyos sa Old Testament. It was first time ni-reveal ng Diyos kay Paul. And by divine inspiration, binigay niya to sa Ephesus. Ano yung eternal purpose na to? Now, look in verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10 of chapter 1. Basahin natin ng sabay-sabay. Ready? Read.
Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in
him. This is His eternal purpose. Before God created everything, before Genesis 1:1, He has purpose. He has eternal purpose. And that's verse number 10. Now, sabi doon, He had purpose in Himself. Book of Revelation says that the Lord Jesus Christ is slain before the foundation of the world. Meaning before everything, before Genesis 1:1, in the sight of Jehovah God, the God the Son is already slain before Him, before His eyes. Before He created Adam and Eve, before Adam and Eve sinned, before God's eyes, the Lord Jesus Christ is already a slain sacrifice. And He created the ages, He framed by His word, the ages, so that He can work out this purpose. Anong purpose niya? Verse 10? That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, that's the eternity, He might gather together in one all things in Christ. He will gather everyone that is in Christ.
Amen.
Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. This is the first time that Paul received this revelation. What God is doing in the history of mankind. He's exercising, He's working out this plan. And by the way, no one can change that. Julius Caesar, Nero, the emperors of the Rome, they think that they can stop Christianity during those times? No. God is working out His purpose. Do you think the government of our time can change His eternal purpose? Do you think Antichrist can change God's eternal purpose? Do you think Satan can change God's eternal purpose? No, it's not.
No.
God created the aeon, the ages, the past ages, the present ages, and the future ages. He framed it in great exactness by His word so that He can work out His eternal plan. That everyone that is in Christ will be gathered together for eternity.
Yeah.
Now, kung alam lamang po ng Diyos, ng tao, ang plano ng Diyos, kung ano ang nakahanda sa mga taong magsisisi at mananampalataya sa Kanya, magtatakbuhan ng tao para dito. Pero ang problema po sa tao, ang Diyos ay nagbibigay ng liwanag. And by the way, ang program ng Diyos sa ating ages right now, in our dispensation, in our ages, is God is saving as much as possible that who will repent and believe the gospel. That is plan right now. And it's toward to the eternal plan, nakita natin Ephesians 1:10. But the problem is, ang tao po, ayaw mag-respond sa tawag ng pagsisisi.
Yes, right.
Do you think your 70 years life on this earth can change God's plan? Do you think kahit maging milyonaryo ka sa mundong ito, Do you think you can change God's plan? Ang panahon po natin right now, through the Great Commission, God is saving everyone. At alam niyo ba, bakit ka naka-attend at napakinggan mo ang mensahe na ito? Because of His eternal purpose. At alam niyo ba kung bakit hindi pa dumadating ang final sa Kristo? Dahil hinahanap pa niya ang mga tao na magsisi. Dahil hindi siya willing na ang sino man ay mapahamak sa dagat-dagatan. And that's our time right now. Pero kung sa umagang ito, patuloy mong papatigasin ang iyong puso. Nakita mo na from the Bible na ikaw ay makasalanan. Meron ka probably ibang Diyos. Diyos na inanyuan. Probably you are in adultery. Probably you are a disobedient child to your parents. Probably meron kang pagnanakaw. Maaaring magsisinungaling ka. And if God is revealing you those sins of your life, kailangan mong talikuran niya. And that's God's plan in our time. Talikuran mo siya, mabago ang pag-iisip mo sa kasalanan na iyon, at manampalataya ka na ang Panginoong sa Kristo ay namatay para sa iyong mga kasalanan. According sa Scripture, siya ay inilibing at nabuhay na muli ayon sa Scripture. At kung gagawin mo yan na merong tamang puso, walang pagkukunwari, pwede kang mapasama sa plan ng Diyos. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, that is our eternity, Christian. If we will just meditate our mind on God's plan, walang katiting ang hirap ng buhay natin sa mundo nito. Kung titingnan lang natin na in the fullness, the privileges ng isang taong ligtas in our time. Do you know na sabi ng Bible, you are a joint heir with Christ? You are seated in heavenly places? You are accepted in the Beloved because of Christ? Now, bilang mga Kristiyano, na ang challenge naman sa atin bilang mga Kristiyano, we need to meditate our mind in this place.
Yeah.
Me, a Gentile though, by the way, we are just Gentiles. Ang sabi ng Book of Romans, because of their unbelief, nagkaroon tayo ng pagpapala. Because of the unbelief of Jews, nagkaroon tayo ng blessings because of Christ. At tayo ay mapasama sa kanyang plano, which He purposed before the foundation of the world, before He created everything. What a blessing it is. For eternity. Actually, kung babasahin niyo po ang Book of Ephesians, ang mga mananampalataya po ang trophy ng Diyos. Sasabihin ng Diyos, gusto niyo malaman ang aking biyaya? Look at these people that I saved. You will see by these saints that are gathered in Christ that I am gracious and loving God. We deserve eternal hell. We deserve lake of fire. But in Ephesians says, He will show His graciousness to us for all eternity. And if you are saved right now, that's your eternity. Now, kung titingnan lang natin yung mga bagay na to, ano ngayon kung meron kang pangangailangan o meron kang karamdaman? Sometimes the problem is we don't set affection on things above. What the problem is, we set our affection here on earth. This word is not our home. We're just passing through. We have eternal purpose. And if you are saved right now, just think about it. If you are saved right now, Genesis 1, God created the ages. And because of your repentance and faith sa ating Panginoong Kristo, you became part of eternal purpose ng Panginoon. by faith, we understand that the physical word we're praying by the Word of God. Great exactness sa katawan natin, sa mga bituin, sa law of gravity, law of thermodynamics, nuclear power, you can see great exactness. But not only that, the ages. God praying the ages. It cannot be changed by Satan. Just remember, it cannot be changed by Antichrist nor Satan, the plan of God, throughout the ages. Yung mga Roman emperor, they think kaya nilang patigilin ang Christianity because of by their persecution. No, they cannot. God will do His plan. And you are part of that, Christian. Sa mga kaibigan namin, if you are not yet saved, you can be part of that. If you will truly repent and believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Ang naming Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat sa inyo pong salita. We praise you and thank you dahil by faith we understand that the words were framed by the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tukunin natin ang ating ulo, pikit natin ang ating mga mata.